Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
This is Your Money Matters, and we're joined by an old friend. Well, not old friend, Dan Ficini, but a friend of this program, Innovation DuPage, and the great work you do there. Dan, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you again, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. For those that are maybe new to the show, don't remember our segments earlier this year and into last year, what is Innovation DuPage?
Innovation DuPage is a business incubator and accelerator that serves primarily small businesses and entrepreneurs in DuPage County. We're, at its core, we're a community built around the needs of entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. And by incubator, you mean, obviously, for a startup.
Right. So if you're a business that needs to get to the next level, we'll help you there. Or if you're a startup or an entrepreneur, you're coming, you know, just getting going, we can connect you to the resources, mentorship, subject matter experts in order to get you going a lot quicker.
What's the advantage of being part of a collective like that or a group like that?
Well, being an entrepreneur is a kind of a lonely journey, right? So now you're, you know, by joining Incubator, now you're working alongside other entrepreneurs. You can talk to them. And a lot of them are going to have the same pain points, so you can share that. But also the failure rate of entrepreneurs is pretty high. You know, 20% fail within their first year, about 50 within 5 years. And within 10 years, you're looking at close to 70% of entrepreneurs failing. So we want to offset those statistics.
So it's more than, I mean, the therapy alone of just being together is probably helpful, keeps you going, keeps you motivated. But there's technical things that happen, and there's discussions and connections made too.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll help you with your business plan, or we'll connect you with somebody who will help you with that business plan. And we'll help make the connections you need for funding or for marketing or for development. It all depends on your company and which way you want to go.
Dan, I remember I had interviewed you 3 or 4 times and you would talk about this, and I thought, oh my gosh, this must be really expensive and worth it for a business. And I was almost afraid to ask you on air how much it costs for some businesses. And when you told me, I was surprised at what a good entry point it is, which makes sense. These are new businesses that don't have a ton of capital. So how much does it cost for a business to kind of sign up?
Yeah, at our very entry level for membership, it's $50 a month.
Right.
And then our next two levels are $125 a month, and then our supreme package is $225 a month. But we'll never deny a company, you know, access to the resources. So we'll scholarship companies up to the next level in order to provide them the resources they need. We're more about helping the company, and we're not kind of the fee for service kind of organization. So
right.
That's really our focus.
Well, I just want to just reiterate that if you're a new business, you're all alone, you're on that island, you've taken that step, or you're thinking about taking that step. I mean, even if you, without a scholarship, at $50 a month, the access you get is just incredible, Dan. That's a really great entry point for people.
And we realize companies are bootstrapping. They're using their own money, friends and family's money, in order to get up and going. So we don't want to be that kind of burden on them. And over the past 4 years, we've given away more than $600,000 in scholarships in order to make sure that companies are receiving the resources they need.
Great programs, too, focused on a lot of women business, minority-owned business. That's a big focus of Innovation DuPage.
Absolutely. So we have our Owner to CEO Business Accelerator Program. We have our 15th cohort kind of going on as we speak. Last year, we had 32 companies come through, and 80% of them were women or minority or veteran-owned businesses.
Now, does this mean when you're part of Innovation DuPage that you move your offices to one center, or is it like a gathering place where people can come together at times, they still do their business where they do their business? How does that relationship work between the physical access point at Innovation DuPage over in the western suburbs?
It all depends. You know, so if you're a small business and you already have a physical location but want to keep connected to the network and resources, people are connected with us that way. Or some people come in every day and are working out of our offices and hot desks. We even provide a mail service. So for those entrepreneurs who are just getting started, rather than working out of your garage or your basement, we provide, you know, access and kind of legitimacy to your business. You have
100%.
A mailing address and you can get things there. And so it adds value that way too.
And maybe that motivation of going somewhere from 9 to 5. It reminds me of the Michael Scott paper company, which started outside of his condo. He got a cease and desist because he couldn't have a business operating out of his condo. And he needed the motivation. Anyways, I'm going down my office drain again. Introduce us to who you brought here today, Dan.
Oh, yeah. This is Melissa Villanueva from Brewpoint Coffee. We're excited because she is one of three entrepreneurs receiving an Entrepreneurial Excellence Award from the Daily Herald Suburban Business. Tomorrow, the awards will be on at 4 p.m., and she's one of three ID member companies receiving the award. So,
congrats. Yeah. Melissa, first of all, welcome back to WGN. We interviewed you for a small business spotlight a couple months back. Thanks for coming on. Congratulations.
Thanks so much for having me, John. I'm very excited to be here.
All right. So, we're going to talk all about Brewpoint Coffee, but I got to take a quick break here for weather and traffic. More from Dan Ficini and Melissa Villanueva about all sorts of things happening. Really quickly, Dan, what's the website for people if they got to go?
www.innovationdupage.org.
Dan Ficini, Innovation DuPage, introduced us to Melissa Villanueva. Am I saying that right, Melissa?
Yes, you are.
All right, good. CEO of Brewpoint Coffee. Yeah. Tell us your story again for those that missed our interview late last year. 9 years you've been doing this, right?
9 years as of this month.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So have you ever looked on Craigslist for an espresso machine only to buy a coffee shop instead? Because that is the story of Brewpoint Coffee. So 9 years ago, me and my seven-month boyfriend, now husband.
Whoa.
Well, not now. We got married like 4 months into it.
But you were only 7 months
we
together?
We were 7 months dating. I like to joke that that was his engagement ring.
Right.
Yeah. And so we bought it within a month of, like, we saw it on Craigslist, bought it within a month, had no idea what we were doing, but we're really dedicated to getting a little bit better every single day. Fast forward 9 years later, now I have 4 coffee shops, a coffee roastery, an event space. I'm the co-author of a book called Starting and Running a Coffee Shop, and I do economic development commissioner work for the city of Elmhurst.
That's an awesome story, Melissa. Yeah. And I think you mentioned that day by day, doing something better, doing things a little better day by day is so inspiring because I think so many people would look at what you've done and go, I want that, but I can't take that first step. Would you urge them to take that first step, as scary as it might be?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that when we think about, you know, we're also a values-oriented company. And so when we think about how large of an endeavor it is to not only be an entrepreneur, but try to do things in a way that aligns with our values, it can feel so big and be so daunting and a bit paralyzing. But the more that I think about it, it's the ability to have hope and optimism and entrepreneurship and doing that, being that within a community is just so important.
What does Innovation DuPage do for a business like yours?
Yeah, so we were just talking about this. I can't believe Innovation DuPage has only been around for 4 years.
Yeah, fourth anniversary this year.
I was just like, oh man, I wish I had that one.
When you started?
We started because you're right. Like it's a lonely experience being an entrepreneur, being the person who's in charge and responsible, but you know, at the same time, being in a community with other entrepreneurs really can make the difference in our mindset. We get so bogged down on the day to day and not really thinking beyond, you know, what's right in front of us. But when you're with other entrepreneurs, when you're in a community of like-minded people trying to accomplish similar things, but in different industries, they really can give you a different perspective on the thing that you're doing day to day.
Was that therapy, that group talk, that opportunity to gather and bounce ideas off each other, did that even become more important during the pandemic?
Absolutely. So actually, this is something I wanted to share. So I've done a number of accelerator programs, maybe mm-hmm. 5 or 6 at this point. And when I was asked to do the one for Innovation DuPage for owner to CEO, and I was kind of like, oh, I've kind of done this already.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, during the pandemic, and it was going to be over Zoom. And so I wasn't sure, but I am so glad that I did it. It's honestly like one of my favorites. And then a lot of it was just the community and mm-hmm. the community. It kind of blew my mind because it was the community over Zoom, but the relationships that I built in that incubator, like I feel like I haven't, I mean, it's very rare to have something like that. So the synergy of the entrepreneurs, the ability to go back and forth in terms of like some were, you know, much more veteran entrepreneurs, some were like very recently like in their business. very different in revenue. It was just a fascinating experience, an open experience, and one in which a lot of us were, you know, in a similar area in terms of, you know, the wider Chicagoland area. So mm-hmm. we could actually meet after the pandemic. Yeah. Piece
well, Dan, that
done.
Must make you feel good.
Yeah, you know, it's great that we have the opportunity to be a convener of entrepreneurs so that they can get together and really kind of work alongside each other. So
yeah,
very lucky. I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to be the managing director, but also, you know, that there was a vision for this from College of DuPage and from the Village of Glen Ellen in order to, you know, get this thing going. So
Melissa, one thing you told me, I think when we chatted in December, that's always stuck with me, is this notion of one of the biggest, the hardest and most expensive things to do is research where to open your next shop or something. Mm. And you told me something really interesting about one way you do that.
Yeah.
If you don't mind sharing that secret again.
Absolutely. So I think that, you know, oftentimes people ask me about, like, oh, if there's a Starbucks, like, aren't you scared that they're close by or that they're, because they're open, they're everywhere.
Right.
But for me, it's kind of like, no, like, I want to be near a Starbucks because they did all this research on, like, where the best places to have, especially coffee shop. And if people are looking for a coffee shop, they're looking for something slightly different. You know, I think of Brew Point as the next level up in quality, a little bit more inclusive, accessible, into specialty coffee.
And locally
owned, women minority owned, really involved in the community. And so it really, for me, has been a great value add to have, you know, Brew Point's right next to Starbucks.
Would you say to any entrepreneur out there, like, just some, like, tangible advice, like, should people have a certain amount saved up, because there are going to be some rough years where you're probably not taking a salary? I mean, some of the things we hear about starting a business, not to paint it all in rosy pictures, because it is difficult work and it can be hard.
Yeah. So this has actually been something I've been thinking a lot about, because I find myself 9 years into business. You know, I've made a lot of great choices, but a lot of mistakes. And I've been noticing that when I do consulting for other business owners or specific coffee shop owners, I have to find the balance of, like, being critical and letting them know when, like, you know, this is going to be a lot of work, and not scaring them off too much, because it is that kind of, dare I say, delusion that really gets people to do things that they never would have done otherwise. And I mean, that is kind of the whole thing. As much as I think it's kind of, you know, cliche to say shoot for the moon, you might land for the stars or something like that, but it is true. Like, I think hope and optimism and entrepreneurship mixed with some groundedness is really, like, I mean, and that's with your team, right? Like, it doesn't just have to be you. You can be hopeful and delusional as an entrepreneur as long as you have a grounded team that you listen to.
Right,
and that was me. So.
Or a boyfriend of 7 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Really quickly, we got about 30 seconds each for both of you. Brew Point's National Coffee Day event next Saturday, right?
Next Saturday, we have 20% off all our retail coffees. We'll have a huge event with lunch at one of our locations, so follow us on Instagram at Brew Point Coffee.
Brew Point Coffee, great stuff. And Dan, I know you got an event coming up, and I believe Melissa's going to be a part of it in October, right?
Yes, and that's with in collaboration with the city of Elmhurst, and it's about starting a small business in Elmhurst. So we're one of the sponsors of that event.
Yeah, October 12th, 6 to 8 p.m. It's a Thursday at the Elmhurst History Museum. Any last words about Innovation DuPage, Dan?
Come find us at www.innovationdupage.org. And I have to throw in a plug for my daughter, Mia, who's today is her 17th birthday. So happy birthday
nice.
To my daughter. So
congratulations.
So
there you go. Dan, good luck. Melissa, thanks for joining us again. We appreciate
it. Thank you so much, John.
InnovationDuPage.org.